It's time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
With the start of the school autumn term and the night starting to draw in a bit, it might be that time again for a note from our GP to say it's time for our flu jabs. Elizabeth, we have been hearing in the news a lot about delays to the flu vaccination. Is this right? And have you got anything to tell us about the delays?
Yeah, Toby, this year there seems to be a delay in distribution. Now, some GPs are having to cancel clinics and then reboot patients. I have read this morning, though, that it seems to be particularly one manufacturer. I've decided to wait until I get my vaccine sent to the pharmacy before we start phoning patients.
Is there a reason for the delays at all?
Well, the media are suggesting Brexit or the shortage of lorry drivers. There was a report out that the World Health Organization had delayed the decision on the vaccine flu strains in this year's vaccines. Whether it's logistics or other reasons, governments are confident that any delay should not impact on the vaccination program this year.
Will the flu season be different this year at all?
If you think back to last winter, many people were in lockdown, not having contact with others, and we were socially distancing, wearing masks. Now, as a result, the transmission of respiratory tract viruses was very low. It's the coughing and sneezing, the droplets, which are then breathed in by the next person and infection results. I think we need to rethink capturing these coughs and sneezes in a handkerchief and then disposing of the contamination safely. Also, our immunity to these viruses will be very low. Now, that will mean we were probably more susceptible to catching a viral infection.
And what about the safety angle concerning offering vaccination services in a pharmacy?
We all have what's called standard operating procedures. Now, these are signed by all members of staff so that everyone working in the pharmacy knows exactly what's happening when a patient books through the vaccination procedure to what happens in between patients. Safety for staff and the patient is paramount. We always start by taking a temperature while the patient is filling in the form about whether they're feeling well and, of course, have ever had an allergic reaction. Now, the pharmacist undergoes extensive training in anaphylaxis. Pharmacists involved in the service must be able to recognise an extreme allergic reaction and be able to administer adrenaline or indeed CPR. Now, cleaning procedures in between patients are paramount, and of course, all the staff members are involved in that. We actually held a separate meeting in order to fully discuss the service, to make sure everything's done safely as possible, even to who was going to hold open the outer door to the consulting room to show the patient into the vac. As far as the pharmacists giving the injections are concerned, we all wear full PPE, and that's changed after every appointment. And that's to protect ourselves and our patients. I think we take safety very, very seriously. And hopefully patients feel safe when they come into the pharmacy.
Elizabeth, finally, I must ask, is there any news at all about the COVID vaccinations this autumn, about the boosters?
I think we're waiting for the JCVI, and that's the committee that advises governments on vaccines. They decide and they will tell governments whether a booster will be given. And what we think is, and it possibly the news might be imminent, perhaps at the same time as the flu jab. Now, by the time this goes out, Toby, probably we will know.
I think it's a ever-changing sort of world out there, especially with the vaccinations. But as always, some really useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.